another thing to talk about is breathing, right? We have to slow the game down, guys. Baseball is relaxed concentration. It's controlled violence. It's not violent, violent. It's not controlled, controlled. It's controlled violence. Hitting's a violent act. I get it. But it's under control. We have to be under control with our breathing. We've got to slow our heartbeat down. I don't want your heartbeat at 60, but your mind's at 120. Okay, it's not the other way around. We can't be so tense like a football player. All right, run around like a chicken with his head cut off. This is how do I slow the game down. I would try and do my breathing when I was up at the bat. I would try and time my breathing when this guy would get at his release point. I'd have all my energy up my chest and just taking that controlled violent swing and blowing that air out on the ball. I talked to Rich Amrell again. He's like, dude, that's what A-Rod used to do. But he used to visualize that he was blowing the ball out of the stadium. Right? That's awesome. I mean, here's one of the all-time greats, breathing, relaxing. I love watching him hit. Right? This guy is so relaxed, it's crazy. Guys, if you're going to bench press, you don't exhale taking it down. You take a deep breath in and you blow it up as you're going up with the bench. That's where the energy is involved. How about if you take that crappy swing? You're all frustrated. Step outside the box. Take a deep breath. When we get two strikes on us, our heartbeats gets raising. Step outside the box and take a deep breath. How about that 3-0 pitch? How easy does that look? Why? Because we're breathing, we're under control, we're not tense, our head's quiet, we've got no tension. All right, you guys want to make 92 look 102? Speed your feet up. You want to make 92 look 82? Have slow feet. I'm saying that we could do that 0-0-1-0-2-0. Right? We're going to choose how we think. But most of the time we're letting our mind get in the way of our ability instead of helping. We have to breathe, guys. We have to slow the game down. If you're lucky enough to play pro baseball, you're going to play a lot of games in a row, right? And we're going to choose how we think. And you could choose to, you know, get in your own way, get that batting average. Yeah, I got to hit 300. Or you could say, you know what, I'm going to stay in the process. I'm going to stay in the process of going one day at a time, right? One at bat at a time to help my team win. And wrapping this thing up, guys, it's about attainable goals. It's about confidence every at bat. It's about hitting the ball hard. It's about helping your team win. It's not about your batting average. I can't have a goal where I can do everything right and go 0-for-4. Not anymore. You guys know too much now. Be a great competitor. And one other thing I always talk about, guys, write stuff down, man. We're not that smart. I knew I had to do 4 things every day. I knew I had to have a tall backside so I don't collapse an uppercut. I knew I had to breathe, slow the game down. I knew I had to attack the inside part of the baseball, hit it properly. And I knew I had to have a stiff front leg because I was a lunger. And if you have a stiff front leg, you can't go over it. All right? I am not that smart to remember that every single day. I know you guys aren't either. So I took a piece of white athletic tape and wrote those 4 things down, stuck it in my helmet, 500 at-bats in a row. Everything I needed to do was right in front of me. Guys, that is awesome right there. And I invented that. I didn't learn that from anybody. But I just knew that I would go, you know, 2-3 days when Ty McCraw was in town. It was great. But he'd leave and I'd go back to an idiot. So we have to write stuff down, right? We give ourselves way too much credit to remember what we're taught. I didn't throw away any at-bats my last 7 years. I'm telling you. My first 7 years, I threw away 100 of them easy, not wanting the 5th at-bat. No, we can't be that guy anymore. All right. And I feel what you guys just heard. I think it'd help anybody. Just my opinion. It's not set in stone. Don't be emailing me or bagging me. You're an idiot. I know I'm an idiot, but I'm an idiot with a plan. And I know it's good stuff. Way too many baseball guys have told me. And I didn't invent it. I learned from a lot of them. And I thank them. This is why we always talk baseball. Ty McCraw, Glenn Hurdle, all my teammates. That's how you learn your philosophy from talking baseball with good people. You're gonna keep what makes sense, and you're gonna weed out what doesn't. Okay, and I'm not popping off, guys. All right, I don't mean to pop off because I know the pop off rule. You guys know the pop off rule? Yeah, well, I'll teach you real quick. My first year in AAA, we had a guy named Rick Anderson, who's the pitching coach for the Twins right now, and it was his eighth year at AAA. And I lean over to my buddy, and I'm like, dude, I spent 8 years in AAA. Cute! God bought me with 11. He said, that's how, pal. That one statement cost me a major league career, in my opinion. That is the pop-off, right? I remember I was in Toledo in 1994, and I was playing pretty good third base, and I just thought to myself, man, I haven't made an error in like 20 games. Goop! Two in the first inning. And that's the pop-off rule. It's alive and well. Stay humble, all right? One day at a time. And guys, that's my hit and spiel, man. And I know that we give ourselves way too much credit to remember what we're taught. So I hope you guys listen to this CD. And if you do, listen to it. Listen to it before games, man. Listen, get that mind right. I had a tape like this with Tommy McCraw. It changed my life. Unfortunately, I was 28 years old when I made it. I mean, I'd listen to that tape every single day driving to the yard, man. My wife would be like, really? We got to listen to this crap again? I'm like, yeah. She's like, wow, nice memory. I don't care, man. It made me good. It kept me focused. Right? I want you guys to take pride in your defense, too. Because I'm telling you right now, defense is equally as important, man. Very few Manny Ramirez's flying around there, guys. Let's just put him in the outfield. All right? Infielders, I can improve your range overnight if you don't know this. You need to be thinking two things and two things only. One, every single pitch is going to be a rocket hit at me. So when it is, you're ready for it. And two, you need to be thinking side to side, left and right. Infielders do not get beat on balls in front of them or behind them unless it's a swinging bunt or a blookie. We get beat side to side, left and right. You can't have any weight going forward when that ball crosses the plate. Or I'm telling you, you're going to have to take some false steps to cross over, man. Side to side. Write that down on your hat, man. Remember, we're not that smart. Right? When you know you have to think that, write it down. Outfielders, take fly balls when your team is taking batting practice. Get good jumps. Anybody can improve their outfield play with a little bit of effort, man. Like I said, man, that old middle, let's put him in the outfield so he can think about his hitting. Well, that's not flying anymore, boys. All right? It's going to get you a ticket right back to AAA. You got to play both sides of the ball. You know, when I'm coaching with the Blue Jays and I tell them, yeah, once we get your hitting fixed, now we're like, oh, great, where are we going to play them? Right? Play good defense, man. Work on balls when your team's taking batting practice off the bat. Another thing I talk about, guys, is playing long toss, man. Build up your arm strength, man. Long toss will keep your arm healthy, I'm telling you. Anybody can improve their arm. Man, I used to play long toss every single day, man. Here's my analogy on long toss. You warm up a guy at 120, and you get him hot, and then bring him back to 300, say throw it. Probably got a chance to hurt himself. Take the same guy, warm him up at 300, right, 250, 300, bring him into 120 and say throw it. He'll throw it through the wall. But I'm telling you right now,